With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Clifford Irving is back. Actually, Clifford Irving never went away. Oh, for 17 months, in a federal prison for conning McGraw-Hill into paying him $750,000 for what turned out to be a bogus autobiography of Howard Hughes. But that was in the 1970s, and something Irving wants to forget. And yet, the Howard Hughes fraud plays a role in Irving's new book, Daddy's Girl. Clifford Irving was in Houston researching a sensational murder trial and got so involved he was called as a defense witness. The prosecutor tried to picture Irving as a convicted felon because of the Hughes fraud. Here's Irving.
The prosecutor insisted on doing so and was reprimanded by the judge and got so upset at the reprimand and at my attitude toward him that he lost control in the courtroom.
Clifford Irving didn't want to take the stand. He was afraid his role as an investigative reporter would be compromised.
And I remember calling my lawyer and friends of mine in New York and seeking advice as to what to do. And they said, hey, you got to tell the truth.
Clifford Irving's book is about the murder of a well-to-do Houston couple and how a beautiful private eye seduced a young ex-Marine into admitting he was asked to commit the murders by the couple's daughter. Irving ingratiated himself with the participants, including the murderers.
The advantage I had over a newspaper journalist was that they could talk to me and be sure that I wasn't going to print it in tomorrow's paper.
Clifford Irving's fast-moving true crime story, Daddy's Girl, was published by Summit. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Writer Clifford Irving is out with a tingling true crime story, Daddy's Girl, set in Houston. In 1982, a well-to-do couple named James and Virginia Campbell were brutally murdered in their beds.
No clues, no fingerprints, no witnesses, except two small boys sleeping at the foot of the bed, their grandchildren.
Who saw nothing.
The chief suspect was one of the four Campbell daughters, whose name was Cindy Ray. But there was no proof, although the police suspected her and her boyfriend, a young fellow named David West, an ex-Marine.
Clifford Irving says that dissatisfied with the police investigation, the three other daughters of the victims hired a beautiful young private detective named Kim Paris, who broke the case by seducing David West.
Convinced him that she was in love with him, wanted to marry him, bear his children.
David West went to trial but turned state's witness against Cindy Ray, whose first trial ended in a mistrial and a conviction in her second. Both West and Cindy Ray were sentenced to life in prison, which means they probably will be freed within a dozen years.
I don't think justice was done in Texas. David should have got the death penalty. And I don't believe Cindy should have gotten life at all. I think she should have been institutionalized because she was a sick young woman.
Clifford Irving says the heroine of the book is Private Eye Kim Paris. And yet,
I think there was a deep immorality in what she did, in that kind of seduction. It paid off, but she could not know that in advance.
Clifford Irving, whose true crime story, Daddy's Girl, was published by Summit. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Clifford Irving was jailed for 17 months after conning a publishing house out of $750,000 for a phony autobiography of Howard Hughes in the 1970s. While Irving still lives in the shadow of that famous hoax, he continues to turn out polished fiction and nonfiction on a wide variety of subjects.
I'm not a spy writer. I'm not just an adventure writer. The problem or the joy is that when I finish a book, I feel I've done the best I can. I've enjoyed it thoroughly, and I just don't want to repeat myself. I want to go on to a new book, which is for me a new adventure.
Irving's latest book is Daddy's Girl, about a sensational double murder case in Houston in which a young woman arranged for her boyfriend to kill her well-off parents. After sitting through three trials related to the murders, Irving has drawn a conclusion about Texas justice.
There is a traditional defense in Texas for murder, which is never articulated, but it will work on a Texas jury and has worked in the past. And that's the basic defense that the son of a bitch needed killing.
Today, Clifford Irving lives in San Miguel Allende in Mexico.
I love it, and it's clean and cheap and beautiful and a little backward.
Irving says Mexico is hospitable to gringos.
You just have to be careful not to make a pass at a Mexican woman or insult him, because then he'll shoot you.
Clifford Irving, whose book about murder, betrayal, and sexual entrapment is Daddy's Girl, published by Summit Books. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.